Hello everyone, welcome back. So this week's parasha is Parashas Re'eh, and in the parasha we find the mitzvah of tzedakah. The Ramah Nyaradeya Simin Rish Mem Tes brings down from the Rashba that when a person makes a significant donation to a shul or to a yeshiva, the shul or yeshiva is advised to put up a plaque in the building and inscribe on it the name of the benefactor. And this is based on the concept mefarsimin oisei mitzvah, that we publicize the mitzvah performance of an individual because the honor that we give to that person demonstrates the importance of his mitzvah and as well encourages other people to follow suit and participate in the tremendous mitzvah of giving tzedakah. The question is, this ruling of the Ramah pertains to the perspective of the community. But the question is, what about from the vantage point of the benefactor himself? Is a person advised to give tzedakah even if when giving tzedakah his primary objective is donating the money in order to get his name on the plaque? What does the Torah tell us about a person who gives tzedakah in order to be famous? So that's the question. And there's a Gemara Maseches Ksubis. The Gemara on Daf Samach Vov tells us about an extremely wealthy individual named Nakdimin Ben Gurion. And this person lost his entire wealth to the point that his daughter became a lowly beggar, searching for food remnants in the waste of the animals. And the Gemara is very troubled by this, asks the Gemara, how did Nakdimin Ben Gurion deserve such devastation? How did he deserve to lose his entire fortune? If he was known to be such a great philanthropist, he was known to give a tremendous amount of tzedakah to all types of worthy causes. Answers the Gemara, the reason why Nakdimin lost his vast amount of wealth was because l'chvoidayhu da'ovat. He gave the money because he wanted fame. He gave the money because he wanted respect. And that's why he lost his money. And asks the Marsha a very basic question. Doesn't the Gemara in Maseches Psachim Daf Ches and Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalet teach us that when a person gives tzedakah for ulterior motives, his mitzvah is complete and his intent does not detract from his great merit of giving tzedakah? And the Marsha explains that yes, even though one is allowed and even encouraged to give tzedakah, even if it's for ulterior motives, nevertheless, the specific case of a person giving tzedakah for kavod, says the Marsha, is worse. And that particular motive does in fact detract from the mitzvah and can prove to be detrimental to the giver of the money. And it turns out that according to the Marsha, one must avoid giving tzedakah if he is trying to boost his image when he gives the tzedakah, even though Chazal legitimize and Chazal even endorse other forms of ulterior motives when donating money to tzedakah. However, there's a big machlekes as to how to understand this marsha. Rabbi Chanan and Kovet Shirim over there, Ois Reish Chaf Dalet, presents two ways of understanding this Gemara and this marsha. And there's a tremendous practical difference between the two explanations given by Rabbi Chanan for this Marsha. Number one, says Rabbi Chanan, one pshat is that the Marsha is saying that Chazal frown upon a person who gives tzedakah to bolster his name, even if the person is not giving the money solely with the ulterior motive of earning kavod, but as well has altruistic motives mixed in. Says Rabbi Chanan, the Gemara in Maseches Tainis Daf Chaf praises Nakdimin Ben Gurion as an extremely righteous individual. And says Rabbi Chanan, it's inconceivable that Nakdimin's philanthropy was purely for selfish reasons. Rather, we must say that even though Nakdimin certainly gave money as well for altruistic motives, nonetheless, he still lost his entire fortune because his dreams of grandeur interceded and it impeded on his mitzvah of tzedakah. So that's the first pshat of the Kovet Shiurim, and this explanation based on Rabbi Chanan's interpretation of the Marsha, turns out to be quite disturbing, because according to this approach, even if a person donates a significant amount of money for tzedakah, but he has in mind that the donation will earn him more respect and more honor, it is considered an egregious error. And it actually led to the downfall of one of the wealthiest Jews in history, Nachdim Ben Gurion. But the question is, why in fact should there be a distinction between a person who gives tzedakah for his own covet, which according to this approach we strongly condemn, and a person who gives tzedakah in order to merit, let's say, a refuah for his sick child, which the Gemara encourages, even if it's shleil lishma, he's doing so in order to get a refuah shleima. Rabbi Chanan explains that there's a very simple difference. When a person gives tzedakah in order to merit a refuah for a sick child, he still is doing so for Hashem's sake, although he is hoping that his mitzvah earns him a refuah for his child. However, says Rabbi Chanan, when a person gives tzedakah for his kavod, he is serving himself rather than Hashem. It's like avoda b'shituf. He is compared to a person who serves a foreign deity in place of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He is making himself his deity. And that is what Chazal finds so despicable about this particular act of tzedakah. So that's this first approach of Rabbi Chanan. However, Rabbi Chanan then presents a second approach. And this second approach is the most commonly accepted approach in the G'dayli Achroinim in understanding this Gemara. And according to this approach, the Gemara only means to condemn a person who donates charity primarily in order to promote himself and to promote his name. However, if the person gives tzedakah for altruistic purposes, but he as well hopes that his generous donation will earn him respect and will earn him honor, that is perfectly legitimate, and he fulfills the very important, invaluable mitzvah of giving tzedakah, since the act was not primarily done for kavod. Rather, the act was done primarily to benefit the recipient. He just had an added ulterior motive of earning kavod mixed in. That is something that Chazal even encourage, and this is the approach of most Achroinim in understanding this Gemara. Have yourself a wonderful day.